Oh, God, here we go again. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. My amigos, happy Cinco de Mayo to you. It's Tequila-less Dave here with all the best clips for your listening enjoyment. A big fat recap of Tuesday's show, May 5th. Yes, indeed, Cinco de Mayo. We started off there today. We had a COVIDiot of the day with audio and visuals. If you want to check out our JDB show Facebook page, tequila stories are what we wanted to hear from you. We hit the phones for those. Billy Joel was featured in Song Stories today for Say Goodbye to Hollywood. And Dennis DeYoung, former frontman of Styx. You've been hearing us play his latest single a lot lately in morning show drop form. Well, we played a little bit more than that today and talked to him on the phone. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Today is, in fact, Cinco de Mayo.
Are we sure?
I'm positive.
I'm not sure what day it is.
I am positive. As a matter of fact, a lot of people are positive. I saw this story this morning. For the past 4 weeks, tequila has been the top-selling liquor in the country and has gone up 54.2%. So somebody's preparing for Cinco de Mayo.
Well, they missed St. Patty's Day, so they want to make up for it, you know? We're not missing the next liquor holiday.
That's for sure. As a matter of fact, I got my whole night planned.
Do you?
Yep. I have an order in at Taqueria Feliz.
All right. Wonderful.
All right, so I'm going to get there, get my pork carnitas, get my soft tacos, my fish tacos. It's going to be a nice night. Lisa's very excited. She doesn't have to cook. And, of course, you know, there will be, you know, that drink that we all know, that we all love, that drink that is so important for us to have on Cinco de Mayo, that being... All right, so...
Nice talk-up.
How was that a talk-up?
Yeah. Huh?
All right.
That was well done.
That's why I'm a pro.
I watched it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
This coming weekend, of course, is Mother's Day weekend. You know, probably a lot of moms getting gift cards.
Yeah.
A lot of gift cards being given to mom this year. Because there's, well, you can't take her anywhere. You can't take her to a restaurant or anything like that.
Right.
I guess you can send her flowers, or you know, or you could, you know, buy flowers at a gas station and just drop them off. You cheap bastard.
Good.
Produce Junction for the win.
Produce Junction's good for that. Yeah. So, but if you want, how about some music for us? What you could do is send out a request, a shout out, a dedication to your mom for Mother's Day, because it's the mother of all request weekends this weekend. And all you got to do it ahead of time. Do it now. Call 610-771-9MOM and leave your message. We'll play it on the air, play your song, so make sure you tune in for that. So 610-771-9MOM, the number to call. It's being brought to us by Chevrolet and Cadillac of Turnersville and Classic Rock 102.9 MGK, where once again, we have got a COVIDiot and a half today. Now, we're all getting the advice and we're all being told that we have to wear masks everywhere we go.
Sure.
Not just here in Pennsylvania, but just about every state is asking people to wear masks all the time, especially when you're going in a store somewhere. All right. Then every once in a while, you get that person who doesn't necessarily understand how all of this works. And that would be this COVIDiot. This woman was filmed, and we could put the video up. Do you have the picture?
Yeah, I'll find the video, actually. Okay. The video's better.
All right. She was filmed going into a shop with a hole cut out in her mask from her nose down to her mouth so that they could come out because she was having a hard time breathing with it on. Well, listen to this, and listen to the idiot behind the counter, right? Because I have audio of this woman.
All right. How you doing?
Pretty good. I need 10 on pump one, please.
Where'd you get that mask from?
Well, since we have to wear them and it makes it harder to breathe, this makes it a lot easier to breathe.
Cutting it? I'll do that, too. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, it's the blind leading the crippled. Right. She puts a slit in the mask or her nose and her mouth comes through. And he goes, that's a great idea. I'll do it, too. No, you're both COVIDiots.
With all due respect, you are an ass.
Whoa!
With all due respect, you make me sick. With all due respect, plug up your pothole. With all due respect, you don't deserve no damn respect.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Now, Cindy, it was probably the same for the both of us. What language did you take when you were in high school?
Spanish. And in college, too,
right.
Believe it or not.
College, too. All right, Steve?
I had Latin. I had Spanish.
All right, well, they sent shows for you.
And then okay. I took Italian in college because I couldn't speak a lick of Spanish, so I started from scratch. Right. Can't speak a lick of Italian.
It's similar, though.
Dave, what about yourself?
I went with German.
Really?
Just in case, you know, World War III broke out and Germany rose again.
Okay. Yeah. Right. They didn't offer German when I was in school. It was French or Spanish. That was the only choices
we
right? had. Yeah. Yeah. And for some reason, every one of these languages insisted that we all wanted to know where the library was.
Hmm.
Every lesson had that biblioteca thing in it. Right? So, but let's move on to today because with today being Cinco de Mayo,
correct,
and a major tequila day. I have heard over the years, you know, there were people, and most times bad tequila stories really start off with bad tequila.
Yes.
All right,
I would
right. Because if you're drinking good tequila, you might as well be drinking good scotch or good bourbon,
mm-hmm,
right? But there's a lot of bad tequila out there, right? You know, what, you know, once a tequila starts off with the name Señor, I would just stay away from it.
It's not trustworthy, that Señor.
Not trusty at all. Yeah. But we've all had, if I'm correct, right? We've all had our tequila scars. We've all had our bad tequila. And if I'm correct, Cindy, wasn't your tequila drunk? Didn't it have something to do with you wanting to kiss a waitress?
I just thought she was cute, and if she tried to kiss me, I would probably have been cool with it.
Hot.
I see, yes. I see. We got to liquor her up more.
Dude, like, I can't imagine what she was like when you first started working with her.
Oh, yeah, with the leather skirts and the hotness was over the top.
Not exactly like now, you know.
Not that she's any different now.
Why she doesn't leave the dominatrix dungeon.
All right. But everybody's got a bad tequila story. We want to hear them this morning for Cinco de Mayo. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. The only one I have, all right, because I've been drinking fine tequila for a while now. I only started drinking fine tequila about 5 years ago. All right. But I was in Grand Cayman. I was on vacation in Grand Cayman.
Okay.
All right. And on a catamaran for one of those sunset cruises, you know,
okay,
there with the wife.
Right.
And we're floating along. And they're making this drink. And at that time, this was not a popular phrase, a popular word, a name for a drink. Shooters. Shooters
right.
hadn't come around yet. They didn't come around until like maybe the late 80s or early 90s. Right? And they, you know, here are a couple of natives on this boat, and they're pouring what I believe is vodka into a shot glass with a lot of lime juice.
All right.
So, come on, we're all doing shooters. Okay, fine. Right? Now, me drinking an alcohol boats, right? No. No, not
it's always a bad mix if you're not used to it.
Right now, not good at all. So I start doing, and they're sweet and the lime taste and everything. I don't even taste the alcohol. Little do I know, I'm thinking it's vodka. They're pouring clear stuff into this glass, right? Little do I know, it's tequila. And now we're bouncing on the waves and I'm bouncing on the side of the boat. All right. Oh, God. It was the worst, the absolute worst. So what's yours? Do you have a tequila story? Everybody's got at least one. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Let's hear yours. Happy Cinco de Mayo. We were talking about tequila scars. You don't have a tequila scar at all?
No, I don't drink tequila. I never have. I mean, I've had...
Well, you barely drink vodka.
Yeah, well, that was my first time drinking, and I have
right.
a mega scar from that, like a
yeah.
great white scar.
Right. But that's because you was like with tequila, you probably had something like, you know... You know, what was it?
Doesn't matter what I had. I could have had the greatest
vodka.
I could have had the greatest vodka ever.
Pop off.
It was the amount that I was drinking.
Oh, was that with it?
I was ripping it right out of a bottle. It was absolute, and I was chasing it with red Gatorade.
Oh,
I couldn't
okay.
drink red Gatorade for a long time also. I mean,
understandably
a
so.
Bad first time drinking.
Well, with it being Cinco de Mayo, we are looking for your tequila scars. So if you had some sort of run-in with tequila, we'd love to hear about it today. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
This morning, it's all about Say Goodbye to Hollywood. When Billy Joel first released this, it was like one of the first singles off the Turnstiles album. No attention. got nowhere on the charts. As a matter of fact, it didn't chart at all. But he left New York in 1972, and then returned to New York in 75, 3 years later. And he says, "Goodbye to Hollywood was really saying goodbye to more than just a place."
The Hollywood School of Production, I call it. They throw everything but the kitchen sink on the record. It was more than saying goodbye to Hollywood, it's saying goodbye to a whole way of life. So I figured there's no better way to celebrate saying goodbye than doing it in a Phil Spector production. We got everything. We got strings, dive bombers. Leaving Hollywood, also leaving that whole school of producer junking up my records. Just say goodbye to a lot of old friends.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my jump John.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
Here it is, Cinco de Mayo, which means we're only, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
About 3 weeks away from Memorial Day.
Oh my yep. God.
Makes sense. I'm starting to accept it.
I last remember January.
That's the last thing you remember?
Yeah, what happened? Right,
everything, yeah. It's just been one big long day.
It's March 64th.
But with Memorial Day coming, that means the Philly 500 is coming back again, and you get to determine what the songs are and what position they end up in by going to WMGK.com and putting in your vote. And when it's over with, don't call me if you didn't vote.
Right.
Without fail, someone, multiple people will go, "How could that come in at number three? Did you vote?" No. Okay, well, now you know how it came in at number three.
Was it last year that we basically lit it on fire?
Oh, no, it was a couple of years ago.
I think it was two ago, yeah.
A couple of years ago.
We had a coup.
We had a coup for one song, and then a few years before that, we made it clear that you're not being judged. You don't have to vote for Stairway to Heaven. But vote for whatever it is. It's just like with elections. Vote whatever you choose. Don't let us influence.
Vote for Spirit, Taurus.
There you go. There you go. Vote for that. So go to WMGK.com and vote for the Philly 500. Plus, the Philly 500 comes with a special bonus, $500 in cash.
Cool.
So that is all coming up. Joining us now, we got him on hold there?
Yeah.
Okay. Joining us now, I want you to hear a little bit of this, because this is a song from Dennis the Young called "With All Due Respect," which starts out with guitars, which when you think of Dennis, it's not the norm. But here, listen to this for a moment.
On the TV talk show, on the radio, the talking heads put on their show.
I love this hook. It is always fun to say Dennis DeYoung is on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Hey, John. How are you?
I am fine. Oh, my God. You sound so good on the phone today.
I did it just for you, and I flossed.
Oh. Thank you.
That's very nice.
My sweatpants this morning, they marched into my bedroom and demanded I wash them.
How has quarantining been for you?
Good for my wife because, this six-foot distancing thing.
Right.
Yeah, she insists upon that. We've been here like 6 weeks in the house, even when we're having sex, and she said it's never been better.
Well, let's talk about the new album. The new album is called 26 East Volume 1, which comes out on the 22nd. And the first single came out on Friday, With All Due Respect. And I've got to tell you, With All Due Respect, I have never heard a more infectious hook than that song has. All I have to do is say that phrase, and the damn song is stuck in my head for the rest of the day. It is an incredible hook, and I just love the song. And people are amazed. People I've played it for are amazed that it's not a keyboard song. It's a guitar song.
Well, I co-wrote that song with Jim Peterick, and here's how it went. I wanted to say something, what I said in that song, about the way the national media in this country is ruining it by, you know, presenting what they pretend is news. And I don't mean fake news, but I mean they pretend that they don't have opinions. They have for years when they do have very strong opinions, and they throw these opposites on TV against each other so they can create, you know,
controversy.
And ultimately, the rest of us are left thinking everyone hates each other all the time, which is just nonsense. Anyway, I played it for Jim. And he says, oh, Dan, we can't do that. And I said, yes, we can. And he didn't want to be involved. So I went and did the sound check with my band playing the doggone hook. And so I came back and I played it for him. He goes, oh, okay. So I said, now go out like a good boy and write a hook. So he went, you know, that hook, that's Jim's the guitar hook. Everybody, John, my manager, my wife, my friends, the record company, everybody has been afraid of that song. I said, John DeBella won't be afraid of it. you're forgetting about that part of the audience. That's why I sent it to you.
Tell me about the good old days. How did you get Julian Lennon to do this song with you?
Gambling debts. He was laid on the thing. So I called Sal from over there in Philly and sent him over. No. This is my last album, John. It's called 26 East, which is the address of my parents' home in Chicago, where the band, the nucleus of the band, was formed in 1962, 2 years before the Beatles. 2 years later, we saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. I said, I'm going to be a musician. That's what I'm going to do. And so this last album has this tribute to the Beatles on it called Hello, Goodbye. And I didn't put it on the first volume. Volume one does not have it.
Okay.
Because I wanted to get Jules to sing it with me. And then I thought, I shouldn't ask him to do that because it's not his story. And it's really a ripoff of the Beatles. Who cares?
Who hasn't done that?
Yeah, who's going to do it? What are they going to do? I'm 73. So anyway, and there's a pandemic. So I called him up. I decided to write a song just for he and I. I sat at the piano. I wrote it. What would it be like if Jules and I were singing? I wrote this song. It's called To the Good Old Days. It's kind of like Best of Times, you know, 30 years later. And I did a demo. You're not going to believe this part. I sent it to his business manager because I never met him. I didn't know him. I just sent it cold. And it went there, and I got a response. I couldn't believe it. My wife and I went, oh, my God. He said he'd be honored to do it. So we met in New York in October last year, and we sang that puppy, and there it is.
You made a Best of Times video, which is nothing more than you at the piano. Actually, it's just your head at the piano. All right, you don't even see the piano. Do you know you've got nearly a million views on that song?
You explain this world to me, John, because I don't understand it. Because here's what happened. I have some people on my Facebook page. Please, Dennis, please be like all the other needy celebrities and have to be in front of us all the time. You know me? That's not me, John. So, and okay, I'll do this song because everybody was, all my people around me, go ahead, do something. I put this thing, I don't even know how to post to YouTube. So I called my friend who did this last video for us, and I said, do you know how to post this? He said, I do. You know, but I should really make you your own YouTube channel. That's what he says to me. And I said, don't be ridiculous. Why would I need a YouTube channel? Now, a million views later, in like 12 days.
I'm glad I got my own YouTube channel.
This thing has so caught me by surprise, so stunned me, and really overwhelmed me and by the comments people made. I'm reading these comments. I think everybody, they're so beautiful. They're so heartfelt. I think everybody in the world should have the opportunity to stick their name where my name is on those comments. Because I can't even begin to tell you. You talk about choking up trying to read stuff. Because you know my history with the band. I got replaced 20 years ago in my own band. But now all these people have come out of the woodwork in 12 days to tell me how much they think of me, the way I sing, the way I play and write. And really, ultimately, the love for that band and that music. I just hope J.Y. and Tommy forget it's about me. It's really about us. Because I was one of the guys in Styx. I was not Dennis DeYoung then.
It's a great video. It's a great album. Dennis DeYoung's new album, 26 East Volume 1, which of course means as a Volume 2, comes out on the 22nd. The single is out now. Dennis, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Now, hold on, Jen. There's two things I want to say. Number one, go to my Facebook page. Number two, well, if we could meet right now, we'd kiss. fortunately for both of us, we can't.
Classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you all rock.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
Did you have did you have a tequila story?
Nothing crazy. The one thing that jumps to mind is the first time I tried it, which was back when I was hanging out with Amanda Seyfried.
No,
Dave says not he knows brag. Amanda Seyfried is Seyfried. You know, but you would think after how many years he's been saying this? How many years have you been on the show?
Oh, 13.
13. Yeah. 13 years of hearing her name dropped. Has she ever called in once?
Never called in, never met her in person? Like, what the hell, Dave?
It's because she's a big, fat A-list jerk. Doesn't want to associate with us little guys.
Got a couple big fans.
You know? Is Ryan Seacrest in here? Not interested.
Don't paint it on her. She's probably a very nice girl, and you've just never, ever asked her, why don't you call into the show?
Well, next time I see her, I'll let her know.
All right, right.
Thanks,
your kid will be graduating from college the next time you see her.
She'll be in memorandum at the Oscars.
The chances of you going to... The chances of you going to L.A. are so small.
Forget my tequila story.
But we all have our tequila stories, and people have been calling in with them all morning. We got a bunch of people lined up here on the phone, and Leona is on deck. Leona!
Hi, John.
What is your tequila scar?
I was drinking tequila shots after a dinner of steak Chianti one night, and then all of a sudden they started tasting a little funny, and I found out that I was doing shots not with salt, but with garlic powder.
What?
Yeah, it was pretty nasty.
Dude.
That morning I woke up with branches and sticks in my hair, and I still to this day don't know how they got
there. Wow.
Yeah, it was bad.
Have a great morning. That's terrific. Michelle?
Okay. This is back in the 80s. I just turned 18, and my boyfriend took me down to Tijuana, and we went bar hopping, and they had these drinks called poppers, tequila poppers.
Okay.
They just put a dash of ginger ale in there, slammed it on the counter, and threw it down your throat. Then they shook your head all about, and that was fun. But the next day, I was laying on my bathroom floor, and my mom still made me do the chores.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to figure out, okay, do a shot of tequila with ginger ale, and then we shake your head. Right?
Yes.
What would make you think, when you saw somebody else having that done to them, what would make you think this is a good idea?
Because you're 18 years old and you want
to. Yeah. Okay.
And you're in Tijuana.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, luckily enough, she didn't see a donkey show, so. We don't normally have titles with our listeners, but joining us now is Dr. Kathleen. Hey, Doc, what's up?
Hi.
Hi. So what is your tequila scar?
My tequila scar was from 1975.
Okay.
I was stationed in San Diego, California.
Wait a second. Is this someone else who ended up in Tijuana?
No.
Okay.
And we were drinking tequila sunrises, if you remember that horrid drink.
Oh, sure. Of course we do.
We drank quite a few of them, and in the morning when we woke up with the sunrise, we still felt like we were drinking tequila sunrises.
Yeah, because tequila has a way of hanging on. You may have gone to sleep. It didn't.
Yeah.
It's correct. Correct. It was terrible. Haven't touched it since.
Now, were you in the Navy at that time?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you didn't go to Tijuana?
Well, not for drinking.
I see.
All right. What else is there to go to Tijuana for?
They invaded it.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Yep. Got it. Okay.
She was part of the Armada.
They ran out of tequila. Have a great morning.
Hey, thank you.
Bye now.
Bye now.
All right, we finally got a guy.
Hey, John!
It's been all women all morning there, dude.
Oh, I got a story for you, John.
Let me hear your tequila scar.
Okay, my tequila scar is, and I'm not condoning this, but it was my senior week in high school. We decided that it was my 18th birthday, that I would do 18 shots.
Oh my God, you're lucky you're alive.
Well, John, not only did I do 18 shots, then I proceeded to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go deep sea fishing. Let me just tell you, they did not need any bait off the side of the boat.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You were the chum.
Oh, I'm telling you, I swore when I got back to land, I kissed the ground, and I swore I was just seasick, but then, growing up and realizing I was an idiot and did 18 shots of tequila, and it almost killed me, I've never touched it since.
We got a winner. Have a good morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering going. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.